Sunday Reads. Our most notable stories this week. The month of August may be ending, but there's no stopping the world of commercial aviation news. Here's a look at some of the top stories from the past 7 days. Emirates will drop the A380 from 3 routes in September. The coronavirus pandemic has been a challenge for larger aircraft like the A380, whose extra capacity has become somewhat obsolete. This September, Emirates, which is the type's largest operator, is set to drop the Super Jumbo from 3 of its routes. It will also add restart A380 flights on one corridor. You can read more about these changes here. Alitalia cancels all flights and prepares for closure in October. Alitalia has set a date for its closure. October 14th this year will see the airline operate its last flights, ahead of new carrier ITA becoming Italy's national airline. Passengers who have flights booked after October 14th can reschedule their trip or request a refund. American Airlines has shifted some of its hub strategy. The ongoing global health crisis has provided carriers worldwide with a myriad of challenges. However, American Airlines has used the pandemic as an opportunity to experiment by shifting its hub strategy. You can read more about how it has done this here. 20 airlines say sayonara to Sydney. Throughout the COVID-19 pandemic, Australia has been among the countries with the strictest restrictions when it comes to international travel. Ongoing uncertainty on this topic has forced airlines to withdraw from the country, with 20 having left Sydney. SpiceJet launches 7 new domestic routes. Indian carrier SpiceJet is looking to increase its footprint on the country's domestic market by expanding its internal network. This has seen the airline add 7 new routes to its portfolio, of which 6 have no direct competitors. You can read more about these here. Hawaii urges tourists to stay away. A recent rise in coronavirus cases in Hawaii has prompted the state's governor, David Ige, to request that airlines don't encourage tourists to travel there. Hawaiian restaurants presently have limited capacity, and there is also a shortage of rental cars there. You can read more about Ige's take on the recent surge in cases here. If you'd like us to send you the week's top stories in a weekly e-newsletter, you can sign up to the mailing list here. See you next week. What was your favorite story this week? Let us know what your thoughts are in the comments.